It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show, and Glenda Oliver from St. Stephen School is here with us today. She brought along with her Giovanna Kennedy, the president of the Parent Teacher Association at St. Stephen. This is a new one on me. This year, on April 22nd, you're having a spring gala and masquerade ball. And have you done this in the past, Glenda?
You know, we used to do something several years ago called a bash, which was similar. It was a chance for everyone to get dressed up and have a big night out on the town, if you will, or at the gala. And we did wine tasting then for several years, and then we took a break from it. But now we're back. We're back to a big gala kind of thing.
So it's something you've done in the past, maybe with a little bit different presentation.
Exactly.
Giovanna, you're the president of the PTA, and you've kind of taken on this event. You're kind of the buck stops with you with this masquerade ball, huh?
Yes, actually. It was an idea that I had. I think we need an event like this in the Valley, not only for the school, to benefit the school, but actually to create like a trademark for Down Valley community as well, you know, to have a gala, something fun to do, a fun night out, all dress up with great names, great sponsors, and at the same time an opportunity to, of course, benefit someone.
How long have you been working on this?
We started with the idea in December and been working since there. It's like a second job now.
A couple months?
Yes.
Of course, I know that you like your fundraisers. Of course, you like the extra help. Because you provide scholarships and that sort of thing for some students, right?
Exactly. Last year, we provided over $100,000 worth of scholarships for our school. Right now, we're up to 191 students. That's preschool through eighth grade. So the school is growing, and we are trying to make it possible for more families to come to our great little school.
Now, if you'd like to learn more, by the way, you can go to the website, which is scsglenwood.org, and you can find more about the Masquerade Ball, again, benefiting St. Stephen Catholic School on Saturday, April 22nd. Let's talk about the evening a little bit. Doors open at 6, and you continue on till midnight.
Yes, we do.
That's a big event. That's a lot of time.
It is. We are actually open the door at 6 p.m. We're going to start with some cocktails. The bar is being currently sponsored by Woody Creek Distillers. It's an open bar. It's all included in your ticket. Then we're going to serve dinner later on, catered by Susie Jimenez. And we're going to have some presentations from the School of Aspen Ballet Santa Fe, as well as band The Missing Link. And then we have some Two Rivers production actually is taking care of our music and DJ on the background as well.
That's a lot.
Yes, it is.
How did you get all this to come together? Are these folks all parents of students at St. Stephen or connections that you have?
We got a few through connections. A couple of them are students connected to the school. Two Rivers productions are, as well as The Missing Link. Everyone else is through connections, friends, and friends of friends. A lot of calls.
Sure. And Susie Jimenez, by the way, who is catering, she was on one of the Food Network shows.
Food Network star.
That's right. Yeah, she's a Food Network star. I forget what. Did she win?
She was a runner-up.
Okay. So second place,
mm-hmm.
which on something like that. Do you watch Food Network ever, Glenda?
I do. It's quite a show, right?
Yeah. It's amazing to me the challenges that they have. You know, you've got 30 minutes and you've got these three ingredients and they're all like raw base, you know. And then they end up making these just amazing things that not only taste good, obviously you can't taste it through the TV, but you can see what it looks like and you can hear the judges describing what it tastes like. And it's quite incredible. So I think second place is pretty darn good. And Susie, of course, lives in this area and has helped out a couple different nonprofits through her celebrity, I guess you might say. So that's kind of cool. But that's her resume for folks who are wondering who is catering this particular event. You said the open bar is sponsored by Woody Creek Distillers. And so what kind of so distillers would suggest to me, like whiskey and that kind of thing?
Well, they're specialty and they're more recognized because, through their vodka.
Vodka, okay.
But we're also going to have gin and whiskey, rye whiskey actually, all given by them.
And rye whiskey versus... I know nothing about. I know that there's Kentucky whiskey, right?
Actually, I'm new to the rye whiskey as well. I'm a whiskey drinker, but I've never had rye whiskey specifically. I've been doing some research about it. I guess you can do an old fashioned with it, or just drink it with ginger ale. I'm looking forward to try it. Okay, to be honest,
maybe if we talk to you after the Masquerade Ball, you'll be able to tell a little bit.
Yes,
more.
Okay. Of course.
So Masquerade Ball. So you're encouraging folks to dress up.
Yes, it's actually a formal wear. We encourage them to, the ladies wear their best gala dress and get some masks. We're going to have some competition about the best masks. And also we'll have some masks made by the students that we'll have on the tables. So for everyone that doesn't bring a mask, we'll have some available as well.
Okay, so if you don't know where to find one or you don't have time to make one,
yes, you can get it.
You're covered.
Yes, you are.
And I assume that you can buy tickets online?
Yes, you can go ahead and call the school at 970-945-7746. We're buying it through the front desk. Or you can go to our website, the school website, and the events section, you can buy the tickets as well.
Okay, we're also on our Facebook. You can just click a link, and you can go right in through even Eventbrite and buy your tickets right there, too.
Okay, perfect. And what would you search for on Facebook? There's St. Stephen's School?
St. Stephen's School. It's right there. We have our page. Like us, follow us.
Again, the phone number is 945-7746. You can just stop by St. Stephen and buy them through the front desk as well in person?
Right. At the school, we have them as well.
All right. How much are tickets?
Tickets are $150 per person and $275 couples.
All right. And that, again, includes the open bar.
Includes everything.
As well as the food, which is, again, catered by Susie Jimenez. Do you know what is on the menu, by the way?
I do.
Okay.
I'm going to try my best to remember the specifics.
Okay. Well, let's take a quick break, so we'll give you a little time to think about it, and we'll talk about what might be on the menu in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're visiting with Glenda Oliver. She's the principal of St. Stephen Catholic School, and Giovanna Kennedy is president of the Parent Teacher Association. They've been, well, I guess Giovanna has really taken the reins on this one, been putting together a masquerade ball benefiting St. Stephen Catholic School and the 191 or so students that attend there. It's a big spring gala and a masquerade ball on Saturday, April 22nd, again from 6 to midnight. It's intended to be a formal thing. Black tie, it says, is optional, but formal wear is encouraged. And then ladies are encouraged to wear their best gala dress. Look nice, you might say. And it is a masquerade thing, so, you know, kind of like the old-fashioned with the masks and everything. But if you can't find one, don't have time to make one, the kids will be working on those over the next couple weeks, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Decorating them and that kind of thing.
That's right.
Getting creative, you might say. and the kids are welcome to this event as well, or is this an adults thing?
It's adults only, okay. Especially because the open bar.
All right. So your ID will be checked at the door, and so anybody that gets in will presumably be 21 years old,
yes,
or older.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We're actually going to have security. We hired a couple of security guys and certified bartenders at the event.
Which is kind of a requirement, mm-hmm, anymore in this day and age. You know, it's not how it used to be back in the day.
Absolutely.
You know, where it's a little more easygoing. We were talking about what's going to go on throughout the evening and a lot of different entertainment that will be there. Of course, Two Rivers Production will be spinning some tunes. Missing Link Band will be performing. Susie Jimenez is catering this event. Again, she was a runner-up on Food Network Star. Do you know which season, either one of you?
Oh, God.
I know it's been on for a lot because it seems like I was watching it when the kids were young. So it's been around for a while. But anyway, she was second place in Food Network Star. And again, one of those cooking shows on Food Network that just makes you wonder, why can't I have just a little bit of that talent? So what is on the menu, Giovanna?
Well, our main course is going to be buffet style. And okay. Our main courses are going to be braised short ribs with onion and a red wine sauce and cilantro pea polenta. Then we have lemon garlic roasted chicken with ginger cauliflower puree. And some for the vegetarians, we have an option. We have a turmeric potato enchiladas.
Wow.
Yeah.
It all sounds good. And it's buffet style. So
yes.
If I want to try some of all of it.
You can.
All right.
Yes.
You can keep your polenta, though. My grandma was always trying to get me to eat the polenta, and it wasn't my thing.
You know, I'm really curious. I never tried cilantro polenta, so maybe you should give it a shot.
Yeah, I was going to say that cilantro, I like cilantro.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know, polenta is kind of like cornmeal. Mm-hmm. It's definitely has roots in Latin culture. I know, you know, grandma was Italian, Austrian, and so it was very popular when she was growing up. Particularly when times were hard because it's a little, you know, it's cheap. Mm-hmm. And they'd always have it with gravy and that kind of thing. So cilantro polenta, maybe I would be willing to give it a try, especially
yes.
Considering the rest of the menu.
Yes, you should.
And again, the buffet is included as well as the open bar with your cost of admission, which is $150 per person or $275 for a couple. Mm-hmm. And let's face it, something like this, I mean, you want to bring your significant other or someone to an event like this, right?
Yeah, of course.
We were talking a little bit during the break. Of course, the parents at St. Stephen, they are so supportive of your school, Glenda, and they always come out for these fundraisers whenever you have them. But this event is really open to the public, and everyone is welcome to attend.
Absolutely. We love our parents. We definitely are encouraging all of them to come. But we also want to open up the doors to the entire community up and down the valley. You know, it's one of those things we are reaching out. We are working toward not only being our own little community in the valley, but extending ourselves out and serving more and more people in the community.
And I forgot to mention earlier, by the way, this event is at the church in the new parish hall.
Yes, our new parish hall has a gorgeous kitchen, which we've had for a long time, a commercial kitchen. And now we have redone all of the fine finishings, if you will. We have a stage, lighting, sound. We are ready to roll here. So we are very excited to welcome the whole community to come and check out this beautiful event. We have limited this to about 150?
Yes, about
150 people. We want it to be fun. We want to have room to dance, and it's going to be a great time.
Again, it's Saturday, April 22nd, again at St. Stephen Catholic Church at 1885 Blake, if you don't know the address. I was in the kitchen and the parish hall, I want to say it was about 10 years ago, there was a public meeting there that we did a live broadcast from, and it was beautiful at that time, and you say you've recently redone it.
Right. Well, you know, before actually we did our church and all of that, and then we had to take a break on the construction, and finally we got to finish off that hall this past November, and we welcomed it with a spaghetti dinner. It was standing room only. Oh my gosh, the line was down the block. It was fabulous. It was super packed, which we love. We love having everybody there, but this one we're going to limit a little more so we have some room to boogie.
Well, and that way, you know, if you sell out, then that means that you can, you know, maybe increase the price a little bit and you can raise even more for your charity.
Right, right. All this goes to support, you know, the kids, the families, people at St. Stephen's. And like I said, a lot of kids are there on scholarship. So this helps us out with those expenses, you know. On average, you know, our tuition is $5,400 a year. And when you consider that it costs us about $7,000 a year to educate those kids, and, you know, in the public schools, we're running, well, $9,000 or more roughly, up to $12,000 if you're going to high school. So, you know, we're doing more with less, and but we definitely need all the help we can get as far as making sure we make ends meet.
And remind me again, you said $5,400 a year is what it costs, and it actually the cost to the school to educate those kids is how much a year?
It's $7,000. So
that,
you know,
$1,600 comes from fundraisers like this.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, and our biggest expense is, you know, our employees and their benefits. And that's, you know, our employees are what make us a great school. So they're definitely worth the investment.
How many teachers does it take to educate 191 students?
Well, right now, you know, I call everybody a teacher, whether they're a secretary or, you know, a teacher's aide or whatever. So we have 20 staff members right now.
Okay. And what do you think, Giovanna? They do a pretty good job.
They do.
Obviously, you're invested in this.
I am.
You believe in what they do, right?
Yes, I do. I actually have a six-year-old. He's in first grade. He started there in kindergarten. Before that, we used to have him in preschool, but only through the summertime. And, yeah, we were really impressed from the beginning. We knew that's where we wanted him to be. And that's why he's there. We love it.
a first grader, you said?
Yes, first grader.
All right. So there you go. You've got at least another 7 years, Glenda.
Yes.
You love it when the parents get involved when their kids are young because you know that they're probably going to stay involved, right?
Right, right. Absolutely.
What is it about St. Stephen that you're so impressed with that makes you happy? If you were to name one or maybe two things, what is it, Giovanna?
The moral values that they put on the children and the level of education, which pretty much is everything to me.
Sure.
I had, before I put Connor in St. Stephen's, I actually got to meet a child that came out of St. Stephen's, and I was really impressed where she stood up when she went to high school. She was in advanced classes with my older daughter that I had there, and I really knew the school was doing a great level in education. Now, I come from a Catholic school as well, and so is my husband, so we knew we wanted those values. And it's not just about the religion to me. It's also about the values, what it's right and what it's wrong. And definitely Connor, my little one, has taken on that, and we love that. We love that he knows to recognize when something is right, when something is wrong, and how he's being raised.
And again, we kind of touched on this. St. Stephen currently just preschool through eighth grade. I want to say, Glenda, we discussed that there's always kind of talk about, okay, should we expand into secondary education, into high school? You're not quite there yet, right?
Right. We need to have we need more students, and we're looking toward building a new school, which would help us to house more students, and we would love to do that. Right now, we're in the middle of a capital campaign. In the past year, we've raised $3 million. We just need $3 million more to be able to build.
Is that all?
I know, right?
Well, Giovanna can just write a check right now.
Perfect. That'll be great. To start construction on our new building, we have the plans. We have it all ready to roll. We're just, you know, we need to get that final $3 million in. So we're working on that, grants and all kinds of things like that.
And to be clear, that would allow you to serve more students, but still just through eighth grade.
Still just through eighth grade. The dream is that once we become what they call a two-round school, which means that we would have two classes of each grade level, then we would be big enough to fill up a high school. Of course, it would be a gradual thing. We'd probably start with ninth grade and go all the way up to 12th. But we really want to make sure that we have a great foundation of kids to feed into that high school. And where and when that high school happened, I don't know. But it's still a dream. It's been talked about for many, many years.
What do you think, Giovanna, by the time Connor is ready for ninth grade?
I'm praying for it.
Again, if you would like to help support St. Stephen Catholic School, you can attend their Masquerade Ball Spring Gala fundraiser on Saturday, April 22nd. Is it gala or gala? I guess I've heard it both ways, and I go back and forth, and I don't know which is really correct.
I think it's a potato-potato thing.
Okay. Yeah. Right. So if I go back and forth and I use the two interchangeably, we'll be okay?
I think so.
All right. Cool. Again, you can purchase tickets at scsglenwood.org, or you can call 945-7746. They're just $150 a person if, I don't know, you want to make some new friends while you're there, or $275 for a couple. Again, there will be room for dancing because they're limited to only 150 people at this event. So it'll be intimate, a little more intimate maybe than the spaghetti dinner, which, of course, everybody looks forward to every fall. And it's kind of it's a community thing.
Right. It's been going on for over 30 years.
Right, so. Exactly. Yeah. Anytime you do anything for that long, you know, folks just expect it. They put it on their calendar as soon as they find out what the date is. Again, the phone number is 945-7746. The website is scsglenwood.org. You can also search Facebook for St. Stephen's School, and there's a link to an Eventbrite page right there where you can purchase tickets to this event. We will talk about sponsors in just a minute and still some sponsorship opportunities available for this also. And we haven't talked at all about silent auction as well.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're visiting with Glenda Oliver. She's the principal of St. Stephen Catholic School in Glenwood. And Giovanna Kennedy is the president of the PTA. It's actually ironic. Just the other day, you know, Sunday night we have our we play like older country songs, and Jeannie C. Riley, Harper Valley PTA, the song played. So it's ironic that you would come in to visit with us today. Before we get to sponsors and that kind of thing, run down the events for the evening. Again, on Saturday, April 22nd, the Masquerade Ball and Spring Gala benefiting St. Stephen Catholic School. Again, open bar sponsored by Woody Creek Distillers.
Mm-hmm.
Their claim to fame is a local vodka.
Yes.
Which, you know, there's grown a lot of potatoes in this area through the years, so makes sense that they
Absolutely.
Would be making, distilling, producing. I don't know. It makes sense that the vodka would be a byproduct of that. Food, again, is catered by Susie Jimenez. Again, was a runner-up in Food Network Star, one of those seasons back when. Again, she's doing a beef option, if you will, some ribs. She's doing a chicken option, and then she's also doing a vegetarian option. That'll all be available in a buffet, and you can sample some of everything. Music and dancing from the Missing Link Band, a popular local band. Performance also by the Aspen Santa Fe Ballet, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's not every day you get to see Aspen Santa Fe Ballet, so that's pretty cool. Then a DJ also from Two Rivers Production. And finally, the silent auction. You've got a number of things in the silent auction as well.
We do. We have really exciting things. We have stays at different hotels, not only in the valley, but we have a couple outside. We even have a condo in Mexico. We have restaurant items. We have massage. We have car washes. We have a variety of everything, to be honest.
So both like smaller items, like everyday items, as well as larger,
yes, we
like
do.
Big packages.
Mm-hmm, we do. We get up to a stay that is worth $2,400. And we start with like something around $90 or something like that.
Wow.
So definitely a variety.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay. And again, that is all included with the price of admission. It's all inclusive, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's talk about event sponsors. You already have some. So let's recognize those first, and then we'll talk about anyone else that may want to become a sponsor of the Masquerade Ball.
Yes, we actually have three levels of sponsors. We have our platinum sponsor, gold, and silver. Right now, our platinum sponsor is Mid Valley Auto Body. Then we have as gold, we have Dennis Fox PC and Glenwood Springs Ford. And then for silver right now, we have Alpenbank, Grease Monkey, Lytle Electric, Montem Services, and Timberline Bank. And there are still sponsorship opportunities. We still talking to some people. We're still waiting for some answers. As well as anyone is interested, please go ahead and contact the school or contact me directly.
So if someone is interested in becoming a sponsor, I've got your number here. I'll give it in just a minute. But do you have set sponsorship levels? Is it the kind of thing where how much money do you have and we'll come up with a sponsorship?
We do. We have three levels. For the gold sponsorship, it's a $500 sponsorship, and you go ahead and get recognition, of course, on our flyers, at the event, at our website, at the Facebook website, and the newspaper ad. Then we have the Then we have the gold one that starts at $1,250. You get a half table reserve, four seats reserve at the event included, plus all the marketing as well. And with the platinum, it's at $2,500 or more, and that gets you a full table reserved as well as all the recognition.
Okay, so if you're planning on going anyway, maybe think about buying one of those options that involves a table sponsorship or a partial table sponsorship, and you get some seats as well as recognition at the event and in other areas.
Yeah, and for businesses, actually, you can come out with the money from your marketing budget. That way it doesn't come out from your personal money.
Sure. Well, and you might be able to consider it a donation as well.
Yes, it is.
Of course, talk to your tax professional.
Yes.
Don't ask me for advice on your taxes.
We are a nonprofit.
Again, the website is scsglenwood.org, and if you'd like to buy tickets, call 945-7746, or you can buy them at the front desk at St. Stephen Catholic School. And if you would like to talk more with Giovanna about sponsorship opportunities, her number is 404-7110. What have we not mentioned about this masquerade ball, this gala event that we should probably talk about? Anything?
Just a couple of things. We're going to have a couple of games, I guess, and at the event. We're going to have some door prizes that are going to be randomly raffled around, as well as wine pool, which I don't know if everyone is familiar with a wine pool, but pretty much is wrapped bottles of wine. And
oh, okay. And so you get what you get.
Yes, you get what you get. You may get something that is worth $20, something that is worth $100, and for those are going to be mini tickets inside that you have to get. But
okay.
And so some other things to do in there, of course, dancing and drinking and eating, everything else.
And again, it is all to benefit St. Stephen Catholic School, again, to make up that $1,600 difference between what it costs to educate each student for a year and how much the parents actually pay in tuition.
Absolutely.
Year. As well as, of course, support the scholarships that a lot of your students have as well.
Exactly.
Again, 191 students at St. Stephen. And if anyone is listening right now and they like what Giovanna said about the morals and the values and the education at St. Stephen, what is your process for applying to take the kids there?
Well, right now we do have open enrollment, and if you are interested in finding out more about sending your child to St. Stephen's, go ahead and call us at 945-7746 or go on the website. You can book a visit on there if you would like as well. We encourage you to come and check it out, tour the school. If your child wants to come and shadow for a day, we welcome that as well. And, you know, we're really about educating the whole child. So we love to have people come visit. Oh, my gosh, the kids there, new kids are like, you know, movie stars or something. They are so excited to have a new kid at school. So it's always a fun thing.
I was going to say some things are the same no matter what kind of school it is.
It's like, oh, my gosh, right? Oh, my gosh, there's a new kid in our grade. Right? So they're so thrilled about that. And it's, you know, it's a really good environment. Everybody knows everybody's name kind of thing. And we all, you know, through the years know each other and come to grow together as a family in a lot of ways. You know, the parents work side by side at a lot of these events. They volunteer 40 hours a year as a family. And the kids work at these events also. You know, the fish fries we've been having all through Lent, a lot of the families are there as well. So it really is a community within the community, but we're reaching out to the larger community as well.
It sounds like Giovanna is are the parents allowed to bank their time from year to year? I'm just kidding.
There's some of us that, yeah.
Again, the website is scsglenwood.org. Again, you click on events. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to buy tickets to the Masquerade Ball benefiting St. Stephen Catholic School, again, $150 a person or $275 for a couple. You can also purchase them at the front desk of the school, and you can search Facebook for St. Stephen School. You can buy tickets there as well and keep up to date if you would like to do so. And if your business or even as an individual, if you'd like to talk about sponsoring the event, you can call Giovanna at 404-7110. Mm-hmm. Glenda, it's a pleasure as always. Giovanna, it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And we'll talk to you, I suppose, when it's time for the next fundraiser, which would probably be the spaghetti dinner next fall, huh?
Probably. Thank you, Gabe.
All right. Well, you know where to find us. We'll talk to you then.
Okay.
Thanks. All the best. Take care.
Bye.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.